Unlike current laws on the books, the pay-to-play bill would prohibit a state or local lawmaker from accepting campaign contributions specifically in return for legislative action. Common Cause in Wisconsin director Jay Heck weighs in as a supporter.
I think most Wisconsin citizens would be surprised to know that while it is a felony in the state for a public official to accept anything of value in return for an official action, that current law does not explicitly include campaign contributions, which this measure specifically does.
The proposal unanimously passed the Assembly last year. Its sponsor, Republican Representative Mark Gundrum, blames Chuck Quala for holding it up in the Senate. Charges against Quala include allegations he demanded campaign contributions from special interests in exchange for action on legislation.
Essentially, it prohibits any elected official in the state from exchanging their vote or official influence in exchange for political contributions, whether to themselves or to independent, so-called independent expenditure groups, so that you cannot be directing funds there in exchange for votes or actions on certain legislation.
Common Cause calls its support conditional because of concerns this single bill will be all the legislature tries to enact in the way of reform. One member of the Assembly Judiciary Committee who will vote on the pay-to-play measure doesn't like how advocacy groups and the public seem to link Republicans charged in connection with misconduct in office with the longer list of charges against Democrat Chuck Quala. Representative Cheryl Albert.
I like to make a clear distinction, and I think the court will make a clear distinction, and the legislature's made a distinction between what's a felony and what's a misdemeanor, and extortion, bribery, the pay-to-play is a very different crime than the misdemeanor of using some state equipment or trying to avert state resources.
In fact, however, Representatives Scott Jensen and Steve Foti are charged with felony misconduct in office. As for the pay-to-play legislation, it wound up being piggybacked into the larger campaign finance bill that was passed but subsequently challenged and struck down. So now lawmakers start anew, chipping away at reform even as current members go to court in connection with what prosecutors detail as long-standing corruption. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.